This morning's text is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. It is found in your pew Bible, if you wish to follow along with me this morning, on page 835, and it continues on to page 836. It is Matthew 2, 1 through 12. Listen and hear God's word for you. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will govern my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." When they had heard the king, they went their way, and lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. The word of the Lord. Will you pray with me again? God, we do thank you for this story, for these wise men, and for Matthew's gospel. Now, as we consider it, speak to our hearts and our minds in Jesus' name. Amen. How long do you think it would take you to walk 6 miles? If you're in good shape, you could walk it, theoretically, in a few hours. If the terrain is relatively flat, you could easily cover 6 miles in an afternoon. That's not too much of a hike. If you wanted to walk, say, from Jerusalem to Bethlehem, it's only 6 miles. So you could start in the morning after breakfast and you finish your coffee and be there at lunch in the afternoon. Although well known as the birthplace of King David, the town of Bethlehem itself was home at this time to perhaps around about 200 permanent residents only. Because it was so close to Jerusalem, we can assume that the various inns and guest houses were packed with pilgrims and making their way from Jerusalem and on their way to various ancestral homes to pay the census tax Caesar Augustus decreed that we read about in Luke chapter 2. Just hold that understanding in your mind with me for a moment. 6 miles. Jerusalem and Bethlehem were next door neighbors. The first, a large city, and the second, the tiny stopover that would not normally be a major destination. Bethlehem in that day was a place you stayed on your way to the big city. You spent the night in Bethlehem, and the next day you walked to Jerusalem. 6 miles. It's not very far if you think about it. To put it in perspective for us here as we consider that, a light 6 mile walk from this very location will not get you to Wexford or Harmony or Zelianople from this location. And I checked. In our story, 6 lonely miles is the distance between expectation and reality. a theme we've been working with throughout our Lenten journey. So we consider this text and the proximity of the two cities referenced in it, one question seems to remain unanswered based on our understanding of a small, short afternoon 6-mile walk. Last week I talked to you about Herod. I said Herod was at first a man of the people. He paid the taxes for them, I said. He fed them, I told you. He kept the Israelites safe when greater nations, larger nations, threatened tiny little Israel. That was one side of Herod. The second side, as you know, was again related to how intensely paranoid he became as he aged. He acted violently against his family on more than one occasion to preserve his power and to make sure his authority was unquestioned by killing his wife and his children. So if Herod, this Herod, is only 6 miles away from this child, and we know as the ruler he would not walk that, he would ride it, why didn't he make the journey himself? It's a question underlying the whole story. If he was so worried about losing his power, why not investigate it yourself? Why not make the trip yourself? Why did Herod or the religious leaders and scribes of the day, the men who studied and knew that in O little town of Bethlehem, the child would be born to fulfill the prophecies, why didn't they investigate what the wise men reported to seeing? It's only 6 miles. The Magi did. The Magi came a great distance with almost no clarity about any of it. The star gave them no destination, no identity to search for. They didn't know about Mary or Joseph. The prophecies of the virgin birth, totally foreign to them. The role of Bethlehem in Israel's history, unknown. No Old Testament prophecies to walk with as they traveled all of these miles to study and compare. They didn't even have the direct location they were to visit. That's why they stop in Jerusalem, not in Bethlehem. They had no idea about any of it. They knew very little when they decided to follow his star at its rising in the east. But that was enough. They came. Why didn't any of these people, these leaders entrusted with the spiritual welfare of a nation or the political survival of a country, people who spent years studying, debating, analyzing, memorizing the scriptures, people who might grasp what is at stake here, why didn't they go? They were all so close, and yet no one made the trip. This is the question our text leaves us considering in our own spiritual walks at the beginning of a new year, with the Epiphany of the Lord tomorrow. It's the question we deal with as the church. When we look at the Old Testament, we notice the great number of messianic prophecies about Jesus, his birth, his family, his lineage, where he will be born, where he will go. As far back as Genesis, God has been working to redeem Israel and us from the first sins of the Garden of Eden. When you finish reading all the messianic prophecies, when you finish studying them, debating them, considering these words, there can be only one conclusion. How could anyone miss it? It's that obvious. He checks all the boxes. And yet, 6 miles separated the expectation of Herod and the Jewish rulers from the reality of God with us. Made a short trip, an afternoon jaunt, feel more like symbolically walking from here to the moon. It's just too far to go. Too great a leap to make. Too much work to do. Too impossible to believe in. That makes me wonder. I wonder what God has called you to believe that seems too great a leap, too long of a journey to undertake, too impossible to imagine in your own lives. Each of us has lived with the promise of God to be with us in our lives. The promises are so close that all we have to do is reach out and take the first step and believe, or just take the 6-mile walk ourselves. Between the reality of what God is doing and our perceived expectation of how it's going to look or how it's going to manifest itself. If you find yourself today sitting here, noticing or hearing from others that they have seen the star of the Lord at its rising and they are dutifully following after it, I wonder what it would take you to take the short trip from Bethlehem or to Bethlehem to witness Emmanuel, God with us. Let us pray together.